Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Tell me, you read the word of God, and over again, God's very patiently saying, well, do you remember when you were about to die, and I delivered you from Pharaoh? Yes, sir, I do. He says, well, do you remember when you were dying of thirst, and I brought you water? Oh, that's right. Yeah, I do remember that. Well, do you remember the time that you told me if I would do such and such that you would never do that again? Oh, yeah, I do. Do you remember all your mistakes and your failures? Yes. And do you remember the cross? Yes, I remember the cross. I remember what Jesus did for me. He died for my sins. Yes, son, that's right. Isn't that awesome?
Awesome.
You know,
awesome.
Being reminded. So this morning, you know, we want to have a talk. We always have a word of wisdom. You know, it is the, what day of the month is it? Oh, my goodness.
I believe it's the 14th.
It's the 14th. Oh, my goodness. All these digital calendars. Where's the old thing you can scratch off? You know what I'm saying?
I'm not pulling it off.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, pull it. That's good. I have accomplished that day. Of course, as fast as days are coming, it would be like those movies. Remember those movies, those old movies, and they'd snatch off the next day, and that's how they showed time flying?
Right.
Today is just a digital calendar. Anyway, so it's the 14th of the month. We're looking at the 14th chapter of Proverbs. We always encourage you, wash yourself with wisdom, because there's nothing more obvious than knowledge without wisdom. And if you have a lot of knowledge and no wisdom, you don't really understand that, but everybody else probably does. So don't rest on knowledge alone. Get wisdom.
That's right.
And so today, you know, we've been talking about diligence and laziness and those different things like that. And I have to admit this morning, when my alarm was going off, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, it wasn't three. And I'm sure it was three somewhere.
Is this confession time? What's happening?
Yeah,
here?
we'll talk about you in a minute. No, listen. And I thought, you know, that I think I'm just going to, there's nothing better than the sleep that happens after a snooze.
Oh, yes.
It's like a compression chamber of just relaxation, isn't it?
Yes.
So I had three of those this morning. because Chris told me. He told me, he said, and we're going to talk about that maybe if we get a chance. He said, you know, it's important to get your rest, because if you get rest, then your body rejuvenates and all that. And I said, well, that's a word from the Lord, and it's news. So I want to say to all those that are working out with me, I didn't work out this morning, but I will tomorrow morning. So Proverbs 14:23, it says, all hard work brings profit. All hard work brings profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. Think about it. All hard work. Think about it. All the hard work. You know, so often people say, you know, I'm working so hard and nothing's happening. And the Lord tells us, don't get weary in well-doing, because you'll reap in due season. Don't be of those who shrink back, you know. And I want to encourage you this morning. Wisdom says, this is wisdom. And God is wisdom. I mean, Jesus' name is wisdom. If you read about the vision of Rick Joyner in, what's the one that's not Epic Battles of the Last Day, not The Call, but the
Final Quest,
and that, you know, and Jesus is talking to him as wisdom. He is the eagle, you know. That's where the eagle comes from in Morningstar Ministries. And so wisdom says this. This is what God says. He says, all hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. I mean, just think about it. You know, and if in fact, you know, VFN TV and VFN radio was about, you know, talk, we just wouldn't do it. Our expectation is activity, right?
That's right.
We're excited about, you know, in this day, that the church and its glory in the name of the Lord is going to be, you know, we're going to fill stadiums for God, the whole church at large, you know, and we're going to be a part of that, because the end time move of God and the preparation for the return of our Lord is just, imagine all these sports stadiums just filled with people worshiping God, others crying out to God, and it's just this roar coming off the earth, you know, and in that glory, in that awesomeness, you know, our Lord returns, and that, you know, it's just this, we're just, and so understanding that that, you know, all hard work brings a profit, that we have to understand that, that quite often, I mean, if you've ever owned your business, I mean, if you've ever owned a business, or you've been employed for yourself, this is like a no-brainer. But they don't they say, John, they say that but 3% of the world or 3% of America
works for the other 97% of the world works for the 3% of America.
Right. So 97% don't have that kind of experience to understand. It's like, you know, I always joke about this. You know, I joke about it. As a matter of fact, I think I was roasted once by Pat because of this. But, you know, it's the truth. You know, it's the truth that, you know, when I was working for the Sheriff's Department, my lieutenant was Russ Sweeney. He was our shift lieutenant. And Howard Anderson was my partner. He was, you know, you don't have like partners in this particular department that I was working for, but you have, you just partner up. You know, if you're going to do something, we're going to do drug interdiction. And drug interdiction is that you basically are proactive and you know, finding those who are doing drugs and dealing drugs and that type of thing. And so my lieutenant said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to be proactive. I want you to go out there. We're having problems with all these drugs, you know, and crime in the community. And so I want you to go out and begin to patrol. And my partner, Howard, had a drug dog, and he was a thinner lab than Pat's lab. I didn't know labs could look like that. No, I'm sorry. His dog's big bone. With a big bone. No, I'm messing with you. I'm just joking. Not.
She lost weight.
Did she really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
She lost 5 pounds.
Wow, Weight Watchers for our dogs. And so we go out and we begin to patrol, you know, and God gives us favor is what it really is, you know. But we're just doing our job. We're just doing our job. Remember that? Doing our job. And it's like anybody that had drugs was just falling in front of us. It was amazing. You know, we're just like trying to go to places and there's like a pound, several pounds of a bale of marijuana in the back of a truck. There's, you know, cocaine at that time, you know, crack was coming out at that time. So crack was brand new, which is concentrated, cheaper cocaine. And so we had all these test kits and we'd go around and just drug dealer after drug dealer, you know, we're just arresting them and seizing property and all that. That's back when I thought you actually could change the world by arresting people. And the truth is that, you know, only 40% of crime is reported. The other 60% point their finger at the 40. And that really we're all sinners saved by grace and we all need God.
That's right.
So anyway, you know, and Russ was very good about just when we would do something, he would send it up to the sheriff and send a note, and he'd hack out this note that looked like graffiti on a typewriter, mind you. It was like, they're not going to be able to read that. And he would he'd send it up, and we got recognized for it. And next thing you know, we made Officer of the Year.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But think about that. I mean, the scripture says all hard work. That's almost a foreign concept to these days. You know what I'm saying? You have young people that they don't understand hard work. We've lost that in our generation. And it's so important that we read the scriptures. It's so important that we spend time abiding with the Lord to understand what is required of us. You know, these days, I'm concerned. I'm sure like many of our listeners are concerned that we need to speak in particular to our young people about the value of hard work. I love it in Colossians where it says, Colossians 3:23, that whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men. And it just gives us a fresh perspective on how we approach work. Because, you know, after a while, you know, I speak to many people often, and once that promise of promotion is over, once they know they're not going to get a raise, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I have lost my motivation to go to work every day. And it's like, oh my goodness. For the believer, our motivation really is everything. And we have an opportunity when we go to work to glorify God.
And that's exactly right. You know, he says, you know, it tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 that we're, you know, slaves, you know, submit to your master. So if we're actually getting paid for our work.
Hello.
You know, I mean, we have no excuse. And so we should just as unto the Lord. And even if their eyes don't see us, you know, and Russ was just very good about, you know, recognizing us. And he was just a good, I mean, he really was good at motivating us. And he really cared. I mean, we see him today. Matter of fact, Jared, you know, he's taller than both of us. And that's my son. And he's 6 foot groceries, you know, 6 foot something. And
is
so,
is he taller than me?
As a matter of fact, you probably go to a VFNTV blog today and we'll actually put a picture up to see. They can measure, you know, how much taller Jared is of you. And we'll put a ruler or something in the background that you can kind of tell the difference. But I know, I don't know if you know this, you know, and so with that, you know, with that, I just want to encourage you that, you know, that you got to, it doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen. And we're in this entitlement mindset, like you said, John, that you know, that it's just going to happen. It's not going to just happen. And eventually those who are actually working hard and they're getting profit because of their hard work, they're not going to buy into continuing to give away what their hard work is doing when there is a particular part of society that actually doesn't even think hard work has anything to do with profit.
Wow. You know, it's amazing that you say that. There was a book that was written several years ago called The Millionaire Next Door. And what they did was interview all these folks that were millionaires. I think their net worth or had to be about $1 million. And what these marketers were trying to do was to find out, you know, what is the buying power of a millionaire? And they did all this research just to find out that the average millionaire in the United States was someone that just worked hard, spent less. They had, you know, American products. They weren't buying all these designer stuff. And so they were puzzled. They were thinking, you know, who in the world are buying these Mont Blanc pens, these $100 pens and these pinstripe suits and driving these fancy cars? And they found out it was just a younger generation that was trying to look like they were successful, but they weren't successful. And what they found out a lot of time, especially first generation Americans that come to this country, they appreciate hard work. They work so hard in their countries and they come here to the United States and they want to make an impact and they really want to seize the opportunity, you know, and America affords people a great opportunity to be successful amongst the other things. And what they found out is that their children, they kept promoting them to get an education, get an education, get an education, and they didn't pass on that hard work. And so oftentimes they found in the study that their children did far less well in society as compared to the parent who had no education, but all they did was work.
And so you think about it then, because we can forget that all of a sudden those who aren't diligent, who just talks, begin to resent those who work hard.
Yeah.
But they think they resent them because of the byproduct of working hard. They say because they have profit.
Mm.
And the thing about it is, but you got to always back up and find out, well, why do they have profit? And some people have profit because they did things wrong.
Right.
You know, and even they can work hard at doing things wrong. You know what I'm saying? And, but too, I mean, if they're at their store every day at 4 a.m. in the morning, getting ready to making you coffee and saying hello to you and greeting you and gassing your car up and, you know, and being faithful. And every time you go get gas or you're buying groceries and stuff and she's in there saying, hello, how are you doing? I mean, she has the house she has because she was there to service you, you know?
Right. Right.
Well, so I just want to encourage you, you know, the proverb this morning is 14:23, Proverbs 14:23, because it's the 14th of the month. All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk. And think about all the things that are happening on the streets of the Occupy Wall Street and all this, think about the politics. Oh my goodness. You know, hello, give me some substance. You know what I'm saying? Do something. You know, we talked about, well, I just got to move on about that. You can find out more about that from yesterday or the day before when we're talking about, you have hearers, people who hear and then hear again. Then you have people who do and then they do again. And, you know, Paul said he considered all of his due dung, right?
That's right.
Because he did all that stuff. But then you have people that hear and then do, like James says. You know, those are the ones that are blessed in all that they do. So you have hear, do, and hear, do. You can find out more about that on a previous show in highlights area. But we'll be right back in just a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.